2 Samuel, chapter 20. A troublemaker from the tribe of Benjamin was there. His name was Sheba, the son of Bichri, and he blew a trumpet to get everyone's attention. Then he said,
"People of Israel, David the son of Jesse doesn't belong to us. Let's go home."
So they stopped following David and went off with Sheba. But the people of Judah stayed close to David all the way from the Jordan to Jerusalem. David had left 10 of his wives in Jerusalem to take care of his palace. But when he came back, he had them taken to another house, and he placed soldiers there to guard them. He gave them whatever they needed, but he never slept with any of them again. They had to live there for the rest of their lives as if they were widows. David said to Amasa,
3 days from now, I want you and all of Judah's army to be here."
Amasa started bringing the army together, but it was taking him more than 3 days. So David said to Abishai,
"Sheba will hurt us more than Absalom ever did. Take my best soldiers and go after him. We don't want him to take over any walled cities and get away from us."
Abishai left Jerusalem to try and capture Sheba. He took along Joab and his soldiers, as well as David's bodyguard and best troops. They had gone as far as the big rock at Gibeon when Amasa caught up with them. Joab had a dagger strapped around his waist over his military uniform, but it fell out as he started toward Amasa. Joab said,
"Amasa, my cousin, how are you?"
Then Joab took a hold of Amasa's beard with his right hand so that he could greet him with a kiss. Amasa did not see the dagger in Joab's other hand. Joab stuck it in Amasa's stomach, and his inside spilled out on the ground. Joab only struck him once, but Amasa was dying. Joab and his brother Abishai went off to chase Sheba. One of Joab's soldiers stood by Amasa and shouted,
"If any of you like Joab, and if you are for David, then follow Joab."
Amasa was still rolling in his own blood in the middle of the road. The soldier who had shouted noticed that everyone who passed by would stop, so he dragged Amasa off the road and covered him with a blanket. After this, no one else stopped. They all walked straight past him on their way to help Joab capture Sheba. Sheba had gone through all of the tribes of Israel when he came to the town of Abel-Beth-Maacah. All of his best soldiers met him there and followed him into the town. Joab and his troops came and surrounded Abel, so that no one could go in or come out. They made a dirt ramp up to the town wall, and then started to use a battering ram to knock the wall down. A wise woman shouted from the top of the wall,
"Listen to me! Listen to me! I have to talk to Joab! Tell him to come here!"
When he came, the woman said,
"Are you Joab?"
"Yes, I am,"
he answered. She said,
"Please listen to what I have to say."
"All right," he said, "I'll listen."
She said,
"Long ago, people used to say, if you want good advice, go to the town of Abel to get it. The answers they got here were all that was needed to settle any problem. We are Israelites, and we want peace. You can trust us. Why are you trying to destroy a town that's like a mother in Israel? Why do you want to wipe out the Lord's people?"
Joab answered,
"No, no, I'm not trying to wipe you out or destroy your town. That's not it at all. There's a man in your town from the hill country of Ephraim. His name is Sheba, and he is the leader of a rebellion against King David. Turn him over to me, and we will leave your town alone."
The woman told Joab,
"We will throw his head over the wall."
She went to the people of the town and talked them into doing it. They cut off Sheba's head and threw it to Joab. Joab blew a signal on his trumpet, and the soldiers returned to their homes. Joab went back to David in Jerusalem. Joab was the commander of Israel's entire army. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was in command of David's bodyguard. Adoram was in charge of the slave labor force. Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, kept government records. Sheba was the secretary. Zadok and Abiathar were the priests. Ira from Jair was David's priest.